This goes to Dr. Stack, fax 989-875-5023, regarding Garla, G-A-R-L-A, Zelinsky, Z-E-L-I-N, like November, S-K-I, date of birth 12-2-1937. Dear Dr. Stack, this is a follow-up visit for Ms. Zelinsky with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, secondary to interstitial nephritis from proton pump inhibitor use in 2014, hypertension and also hypothyroidism. Her last visit was August 5th of 2024. Her daughter is with her for this visit. She's usually got higher than normal blood pressure in the office, but has not been checking blood pressures at home. So I have asked her to start doing that. And then for the next week, check blood pressures one or two times a day and then call us with the readings. At one time, she was taking 10 milligrams of Norvasc daily, but she reports that made her feel extremely tired and she couldn't even stand up without dizziness. So then it was decreased to 7.5 milligram at bedtime, and that did seem to be adequate. But today the blood pressure is slightly higher in the office. She's had no hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. Review of systems is negative. Medications, I'll highlight Norvasc, 7.5 milligram at bedtime, and Synthroid, 50 microgram once daily. Physical exam, weight 139 pounds, and that is stable. Pulse 75 and blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 160 over 80. When she first arrived, it was 180 over 80. So it did come down when she rested, but that's still quite high. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Heart is regular, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft and non-tender, no ascites, and no edema. And labs, most recent lab studies were done January 27th, 2025. Creatinine is 1.09. Estimated GFR is 49. Albumin, 4.1. Calcium is 9.4. Sodium 136, potassium 4.3, carbon dioxide 29. Intact parathyroid hormone was done 12/10 of 2024, and that was 64. CBC 127 of 25, hemoglobin 11.4, normal white count, and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, one, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. She will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. Two, hypothyroidism, stable on low dose of levothyroxine. And three, hypertension, currently higher than we would like it to be. We've asked her to follow a strict low-salt diet, and she really hasn't been doing that. She doesn't add salt, but she doesn't really watch what she eats. So she's going to start doing that. She's going to check blood pressure at home for the next week and call us with the blood pressure readings. We'll see. It may be appropriate to split the dose of Norvasc using 2.5 in the morning and 5 milligram in the evening. Something like that might be better to keep the morning blood pressures more controlled. She will continue to avoid caffeine use, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.